September 4th, 1901. Gratitude is the key to open the treasures of God. Ardors of the heart of Jesus for the glory of the divine majesty and the good of souls. What the soul can do to fill these voids of his glory on the part of creatures. As my adorable Jesus continued to come, this morning, as I saw him, I felt such a yearning to ask him whether he had forgiven my sins. So I said to him, "My sweet love, how I yearn to hear from your lips whether you have forgiven my many sins." Jesus drew close to my ear, and with his gaze he seemed to scrutinize my whole interior. And he told me, "Everything is forgiven, and I remit them. There is nothing left in you but a few defects committed by you in passing, without realizing it. And I remit those as well." After this, it seemed that Jesus placed himself behind my shoulders, and touching my back with his hand, he fortified it thoroughly. Who can say what I felt at that touch? I can only say that I felt a refreshing fire, a purity united to a fortitude. Then, after he touched my back, I prayed him to do the same to my heart, and Jesus, to content me, condescended. Afterwards, it seemed to me as if blessed Jesus was tired because of me, and I said to him, "My sweet life, you are tired because of me, aren't you?" And he, "Yes, at least be grateful for the graces I am giving you, because gratitude is the key to be able to open, as one pleases, the treasures that God contains. Know, however, that what I did to you will serve to preserve you from corruption, to strengthen you, and to dispose your soul and body for the eternal glory." After this, he seemed to transport me outside of myself, and he made me see the multitude of the peoples, and the good which they can do but do not, and therefore the glory which God must receive but does not receive. All afflicted, Jesus added, "My beloved, my heart burns for the honor of my glory and the good of souls. For each good they omit, my glory and their souls receive a void. Even if they do no evil, by not doing the good they could do, they are like those empty rooms which, though beautiful, contain nothing to be admired, nothing that would strike one's gaze, and therefore the owner of them receives no glory. And if they do one good and neglect another, they are like those rooms completely vacated, in which one can see just a few objects, with no order. My beloved, come and take part in these pains, in the ardors which my heart feels for the glory of the divine majesty and the good of souls, and try to fill these voids of my glory. And you can do this by letting not a single moment of your life pass without being united to my life. That is, in all your actions, be they prayer or suffering, rest or work, silence or conversation, sadness or joy, and even in the food you take, in everything that may happen to you, you will place the intention of giving me all the glory which others should give me in that action, and of making up for the good they should do, but do not, intending to repeat this intention for as much glory as I do not receive, and for as much good as they omit. If you do this, You will somehow fill the void of the glory which I must receive from creatures. And my heart will feel a refreshment for my ardors. And from this refreshment, rivulets of grace will flow for the good of mortals, which will infuse in them more fortitude for doing good. After this, I found myself inside myself.